kuatai te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, it's right. It's time to have a great collection of words spotlighted to us. What are we spotlighting? Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Today we are spotlighting Salt Blood by Francesca de Torres.
Nothing to do with Saltburn, the movie?
No, not.
No. Okay, all right. Love your earrings, by the way. Are they little sharks?
They are little sharks.
That's cute. That's cute.
Which is kind of on theme for today.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. I love thematic.
I'm a sucker things. For a good themed.
Yeah, yes, good.
Because Salt Blood is a fictionalized account of the life of Mary Read. If you had a pirate phase that outlasted your childhood, that name might be familiar to you.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Yeah, so she was a pirate. She was active during what's known as the Golden Age of Piracy, kind of looking like mid-1600s, early 1700s.
Right, okay.
This is the time of Blackbeard, who does make an appearance in the book.
Great, cool.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there is very little that we actually know about Mary and her life. I think part of that may have been intentional. You don't really want to be keeping a diary if you're involved in criminal activity.
That's the case for a lot of pirates, actually. We know very little about them.
Yeah, I think, there's definitely had to be at least a little intentional.
Yeah, right. Mm.
But the author takes what we do know and just made this incredible book about it. So we know that Mary was born kind of late 1600s, around 1690, and she was an illegitimate child.
Okay.
Very scandalous at the time, of course. So her mother hid her out in the country. Shortly after she's born, her older brother dies, and this was a legitimate child. And so the mum takes Mary, dresses her as a boy, shows her off, pretends that this is her legitimate son.
Okay.
And of course, she also does this because that way she can get money from the grandmother of the son, who was really wealthy. She gets this maintenance allowance to help raise him. And so Mary spends childhood, adolescence, early into adulthood as Mark. And as Mark, there's this, the first half of this book is this whirlwind of experiences, you know, going from working as a footboy for a wealthy French woman to being a crew hand on a ship to serving in the military. It's just all of these experiences as Mark, and then everything kind of settles when we get back out to sea, which is kind of ironic because this is where the piracy begins.
Yeah, and now it's calm all of a sudden.
Now we can slow down and take our time and fish out Mark or Mary as the pirate.
Yeah, right.
So Mary didn't seek out piracy. The ship that Mary was on as Mark at this time was captured by pirates.
Right, okay.
And Mary was like, you know what, I'm going to join you.
Nothing
to lose, not attached to this life. And the captain of that pirate ship was Calico Jack, another notorious figure from this time.
Mm-hmm.
And also through Calico Jack, we get introduced to Anne Bonny. Now, Anne Bonny and Mary Read, very much people talk about them together. If you've ever heard about one, you've probably heard about the other.
Yeah.
And so that's when we start to get into their relationship, which is really interesting because while some historians think that they became very close friends, other historians do believe they may have been lovers.
Right.
And the author uses this uncertainty that we have about what actually happened and explores the relationship between these two, explores it as a romantic relationship.
Ooh, sexy.
Well, I mean, Not a great time to be a not too sexy.
Also, no, maybe not. Also on those boats, not very like clean places.
But as much as we're exploring Mary and Anne's relationship, this book is really about Mary and the sea, her love of the sea is so clear. And throughout the whole book, you feel this yearning in her. She just wants to be with the sea.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And the writing is so vivid and so wholly immersive. Like, I felt like I could almost smell the salt breeze while I was reading this.
Wow, okay.
But the author manages this balance between being so captivating but without romanticizing. She uses this atmospheric writing to kind of pull you into the story, but then really ground you in it. Because there's a lot of illness and injury and death and, you know,
the life of a
pirate was not super glamorous.
Definitely
what I imagined it to be as a kid. I thought they just swung swords and had cool hats.
Yeah, yeah, more or less same, really.
Yeah, but no, so it's this really great tale of, you know, the high seas and this fascinating insight into pirate life, but then it's also this exploration of sexuality and gender and identity.
Yeah, right, right.
And how societal expectations influence how we perform gender. Because whether Mary is Mary or Mark, none of it really matters to them. What matters is that they're at sea. And there's this quote from the book that really encapsulates that. And it's, I have long since understood myself as something altogether more spacious than the narrow port of either woman or man.
Oh, I like that. I quite like that. That's a great line.
It's such a great line. And there are so many...
That's a great line.
The prose in this book is so almost lyrical, and it's so beautiful. And so, yeah, we've got high seas, pirate adventure, and then also this really cool, like, exploration of gender identity and the performance of gender. Right. And I think it's a real testament to the author's imagination and prose that she managed to create all of this from such little record that we have of Mary Read, and she managed to bring to life this complex layered figure and provide them with this narrative that carries so much depth. And I also think it's just so beautiful how the fluidity of Mary is reflected in the fluidity of the sea and the expansiveness of the sea.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the ocean would make a good, like, motif.
Mm.
Yeah. I find things like this fascinating because I guess there must be, like, there has to be a lot of creative, like, freedom given. But also, like, in some ways it still has, like, that anchor of reality. Like, it must be fascinating to write something like this.
I think it'd be so fun to write. But also, I mean, I'm a history major. I'm a history nerd.
I just love the
idea of doing this research and finding out all of this information, but then taking that and just making whatever I want out of it. I think that would be such a fun experience.
It would be great. Now, tell me, as someone who knows a lot about history, do we often learn new facts about pirates, like, these days?
I think we already know a fair amount about pirates. I think we don't talk a whole lot about the realities of pirate hood. It's much nicer to focus on the legends.
The swashbuckling.
Adventure of it. I'm going to say it's not my area of expertise. So I don't know. Maybe we are.
Maybe. Yes. I wonder. Anyway, what's this book called again?
Salt Blood.
Great choice. And I think, so I remember doing a project on pirates and, she being one of the pirates I covered on that. What a throwback. Oh, I loved pirates, man. I was real into pirates.
Yeah, I thought they would, like, as a kid, you just think they look so cool. And you learn more about them and you're like, oh, maybe not the life for me.
Yeah, maybe not my vibe. But, oh my God, you've brought back some good memories this morning. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
How is Scorpio Books? Everything good? Everything well?
Everything's good. Everything's great. We've had so many new releases come in recently that I'm so excited for.
Cool. Great. What's, like, what are you most excited for?
Oh, okay. So we just had An African History of Africa has just come out recently.
I saw that, actually.
It was published in April. We've just gotten back into store because we'd sold out.
Oh, my God. I was actually flicking through that the other day when I was there. That looks really interesting, actually. Right. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me this morning for our Scorpio Book Spotlight. Are you working there today, I assume?
I am. Come in and see me. Say hello.
Go say hello. Go spend some money. One more time, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.